Illinois is poised to become the third state in the country to allow specially trained psychologists to prescribe certain medications, just as psychiatrists who have medical degrees can currently do. A bill has passed the legislature and is awaiting the governor's signature. Bonnie Miller-Rubin of the Chicago Tribune joins us to talk about this. And Bonnie, what would psychologists be allowed to do?
They would be able to write prescriptions for common drugs such as Prozac or Zoloft. They wouldn't be able to do what's called Schedule II controlled substances, which are like Ritalin or Adderall.
And the sponsor of the bill in the state Senate, Democrat Don Harmon, says this will lead to improved access to mental health care. He told you when someone needs help, they can wait weeks or travel great distances sometimes in the current system to get what they need. But what are opponents saying? Because I know this has been controversial in Illinois.
Extremely controversial, not just in Illinois, but everywhere in the country. Since 1995, there have been no fewer than 170 proposed bills in the U.S. that would have granted prescribing privileges to psychologists. Psychiatrists, of course, say that psychologists are not equipped. They didn't go to medical school. They wouldn't know how to address the medical needs if, say, somebody has a heart condition or something like that. So it's extremely controversial. The nastiest mail I have ever gotten in my 25 years here at the Tribune have come from psychologists and psychiatrists on this story.
And what are they saying to you?
Well, they're saying, of course, you know, the physicians are saying, wait a minute, if psychologists want to prescribe meds, let them go to medical school. But just as surprising to me, Jeremy, is the number of psychologists who are against this. There's a website called POP, Psychologists Opposed to Prescribing Privileges, and they are extremely vocal, vehemently against it, and they see what they do, therapy, threatened, and fear that insurers might want to get them all on medication, mill, 10 minutes. How's it working for you? How's that antidepressant? Okay, good. Goodbye.
Well, and that brings up a bigger issue, Bonnie, which is that in recent years since the recession, but even before that, people have been moving from therapy to drugs to address mental health issues.
They have, and part of that is because of if you have a 10-minute medication appointment, you can see six patients in an hour, as opposed to if you are doing therapy, you can see one patient. Only 20% of psychologists want to do this, although it's really a boon to graduate students, people who want to totally take care of their patients, both from a pharmacological standpoint and from a therapy standpoint. And I think most people would agree we have to do something. In Illinois, 50 counties don't have a psychiatrist. So everybody agrees access is a problem. And so this is an attempt to improve this.
Bonnie, what's next with this? Is the governor going to sign it?
Oh, I absolutely believe he is going to sign it. I think everybody realizes that there's this critical shortage in mental health professionals. And I think it's important also to note, Jeremy, that the two states that have passed this, and they passed it a while ago, New Mexico and Louisiana, there's not been a single adverse event reported as a result of psychologists prescribing. So I think that we all have to start from the premise that the old ways aren't working.
Bonnie Miller-Rubin is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune, talking with us about new legislation in Illinois that would allow specially trained psychologists to prescribe certain medications for treating mental illness, not just psychiatrists. Bonnie, thanks for joining us.